Crosby Menzies used to be a marketer in London. The money was good, but his state of mind was bad. The South African wanted to help people live better lives, not sit behind a computer in an office all day, every day. So 11 years ago, Menzies returned to his homeland. Soon afterwards, on a trip to Zambia, he saw a few rudimentary solar cookers. Menzies was convinced they could solve a problem that millions of Africans have, their daily struggle to cook their food without the aid of electricity. He wanted to build his own improved solar cookers, despite not knowing a thing about solar energy.
Guys start talking to me about watts and volts and all these things, and my brain just switches off. I'm not super intelligent by a long way. Which
is why I'm like... Undaunted, Menzies traveled the globe to learn as much as he could about solar technology. For almost a decade, he experimented with various designs of solar cookers until he came up with his own model. It looks like a shiny satellite dish.
If you can imagine, the dish is covered with tinfoil or aluminium. That concentrates all of the sun into one place. And just through that, you can generate enough temperature for cooking. And
the bigger the dish, but instead of distributing signals from outer space to a TV, Menzies' dishes transmit heat from the sun to a center point on the dish, over which food can be cooked. In much the same way as a magnifying glass can be used to concentrate sunlight onto a piece of paper, eventually causing it to burn.
There is a fire point. That's why the company is called Sun Fire, because it's exactly like moving fire from the sun and putting it onto your pot.
So there is his high heat solar cookers are particularly good at frying and boiling food. His successful design allowed Menzies to open his own solar cooker business. He says many people at the time didn't know about the great need for alternative energy in Africa, and so they were convinced that his enterprise would fail.
I was told right at the beginning that running a solar cooker company and making it feasible and financially stable was impossible. And that was, in fact, my inspiration for starting the company.
8 years later, Menzies is the continent's leading supplier of solar cookers. He's now also making solar ovens. They're made of wood and are box-shaped. Reflective foil on top channels sunlight into a chamber, effectively heating it and turning it into an oven. Sunfire solar ovens are good for slower methods of cooking, such as stewing and roasting.
You would actually prepare your lunch in the morning, put it in the solar oven. Come lunchtime, you come back and your lunch is already cooked. They do not get to a temperature that can burn your food. So there's no danger that you're going to come back and it's totally crisp.
Menzies cookers and ovens now sell in 40 countries in Africa. But he acknowledges that he always has a hard time convincing people that they work.
And it doesn't seem to matter if it is the president of South Africa or a herd boy in Lesotho. It's astonishing. The response is the same. And we've done demonstrations in Germany. We've done demonstrations all over the world. And people are very incredulous that food can actually be cooked with the sun.
He insists that food cooked with solar heat is much healthier than meals prepared using electricity and gas.
Your food is delicious, very succulent. There's a definite change in the way that food tastes when it's cooked with sunlight. The most simple point is that it just tastes better. Every single person that we've ever put out a solar cooker with has come back to us and said, wow, the food is just absolutely amazing.
But Menzies' basic cookers cost $140 each, a price impoverished Africans cannot afford.
The people who generally see the value in the solar cookers are quite often the poorest of the poor. So finance is probably our biggest stumbling block.
Never want to shrink from a challenge. Menzies has set up an NGO to secure funding, so he'll be able to donate solar cookers to selected areas in Africa.
I am still of the mind that solar cookers will become as commonplace as cell phone technologies.
Menzies draws his inspiration from the pervasiveness of cell phones in Africa. Just a few years ago, he says, not many would have predicted this. Now, he says, people in Africa's poorest slums still don't have electricity or decent clothes.
But they have sometimes a better cell phone than you do, and then taking pictures of you as you come to visit their village.
To some, Menzies' ambition may sound impossible to fulfill. But given all he has so far achieved, with no formal education in solar technology, he maintains that his objective is not at all far-fetched. I'm Darren Taylor for VOA News in Johannesburg.